attitude? And the second question is, Iran, its neighbors been occupied by the West, Afghanistan and Iraq, its neighboring countries, surrounding countries have nuclear weapons, including Israel, and which has threatened Iran. Shouldn't Iran be concerned about its national security interest? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. I think you make a very good case. I don't demur from it. Iran is surrounded by huge numbers of the armed forces of countries which are hostile to it and to its political system, to its Islamic Republic. The British and Americans have between them well over 100,000 soldiers in Afghanistan. They had between them well over 300,000 soldiers in Iraq. Both of these countries are surrounding Iran. Israel has more than 200 nuclear weapons, which are principally nowadays pointed at Iran. Iran says that it does not want to produce a nuclear weapon. Mr. Al-Baradei of the IAEA says there is no evidence that Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. I don't speak for Iran. I don't even speak for Press TV. I speak only for myself. If I was Iran, I would be trying to get nuclear weapons, because I would take the view, why should we be surrounded by people with nuclear weapons who hate us and want to bring down our political system, want to interfere in our internal affairs? Why should we be defenseless against weapons which they have pointed at us? That's just my personal point of view. The situation in the United Nations is double speak and double standards. Israel has just been found guilty by a pro-Zionist Jew, Richard Goldstone, of crimes against humanity perhaps, but war crimes definitely. The United Nations, I predict to you, will do absolutely nothing about it. Israel will be allowed again to get away with committing such crimes, occupying its neighbors, crushing the Palestinian people, threatening countries around it, including as far afield as Iran. It's double speak and double standards. That's, I think, what Gaddafi was trying to say, though he took rather longer to say it than I just have. Let's take another telephone call. Yes, caller, hello.